doesn't have to be like
Christine.
Official or anything.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
How was dinner?
Delicious. Oh, no, because I was just talking about the intro, that song thing.
Yes. It's there now. Mm-hmm. Episode 2, Season 1, welcome.
Yeah, I promise I won't be as dumb this time.
I'm the one that's going
to
be
dumb. No, because I listened to the first episode. It was pretty funny, I guess. If you know us, I guess it's funny. But if you have no idea who we are, like, who the fuck are these weirdos?
Well, you're not a weirdo. I know. See? Our waves are going. Anyways.
Okay.
So, before we get to our...
Wow, that's cool. And now no one's talking, and then it... Oh, okay.
What's up?
Well, okay. They probably don't know what we're doing, because it's not a video.
We are looking at the waves of our voice on this app that's recording us. And every time we speak, the waves get bouncy.
Yeah. Well, we're using the Anchor app to record. We don't have, like, a fancy setup or anything.
Not at this moment. We'll get there. We'll be high class. Anyway.
Oh, this is fine.
I know. What's up?
Welcome to Not a Sex Podcast. Not about sex, conversations after sex, but we didn't do anything today because we're tired. That's Max sitting over there.
Hi, my name is Max. This is Christine.
Sup, son.
So, Christine, It is almost the first day of school. Are you, the mom, excited?
First, I ain't going back to school.
I know, the mom, not the student. The mom. Are you excited?
Yeah, my son starts 6th grade on Thursday. Well, Wednesday, we have to, it's called like a walkthrough, but you don't really walk through anything. You just turn in paperwork, like the emergency info, emergency contacts, what else, medical stuff. And then I'm assuming they get their schedule, so. Yeah. But he has a lot of friends from 5th grade that are going to that middle school, so it should be okay.
Well, you're only a drive away. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And his grandma bought, like, all his school supplies. I just need to get him a water bottle. But because he had a Pokemon one that I got at Hot Topic. But he used it when he went to science camp, so he kept dropping it. Like, when they were hiking, so all the Pokemon are all, like, messed up.
You got a new one, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But is he ready? The student, the son?
No.
All right.
No, remember, like I said before, like any kid, even if they like school, they don't want to transition from summer to back to school. What a bummer. I just want to go to the pool all day.
Play
my video games.
I do too.
Be around my mom and help her clean, you know.
I do. I am that one. I'm the homebody.
But how was your day, Max?
Well, worked. Mm-hmm. Calm work. Listen to music videos, songs, podcasts as I worked and ignored the noise around me.
Oh, what podcast did you listen to?
Just different Joe Rogan stuff. Finished the one on Elon Musk.
The Brocast.
The Brocast. And listened to some music just to keep my the noise to one source instead of all the noises around me. And then came home around 6 and then kaboom, we went to...
Well, before we talk about that, I'm going to talk about my day.
Oh, damn.
Our separate days and then when we met up at the end.
All right, let's be... So my day was good. Your day is good. Was?
It's funny, when we woke up at... What time?
6:30? 4?
And then you went to work. I took another mini nap.
Yeah.
And then I woke up again at 8 because I teach a Paloxing class at 9:30, but it's so close to here. It's so close, so I don't have to leave that early. So Paloxing is a mixture of standing Pilates, which Max loves.
Pilates.
Boxing moves and a little bit of dance. So it's like a little bit of everything. It's pretty fun. I only teach it once a week. It's very, the gym that I teach Paloxing at, it's mostly, like, older folks, but a lot of them take back-to-back classes, so they're, like, way more fit than I am. Most of them are retired, and all they do is they just spend all day at the gym. What a sweet life.
We'll be there soon. Give us 30 more years.
Well, I don't know if I want to spend all day at the gym, but...
We will. It's called the veranda. That's our gym. For next time.
And then after that, I came home. Well, I went grocery shopping.
Oh, yes.
Just because there was no food in the fridge where my son lives. That's a story for another day. My living situation. As Max giggles.
No, it's not funny. It's an interesting.
Why are you giggling?
It's funny. Eh? Your situation is...
She's homeless.
You're not homeless. You are expanding.
Anyways, no one... That is a story for another episode.
Expanding her lifestyle. Yeah, anyways.
There wasn't much food in the fridge. And then I came home also to play with the cats, because they miss me all the time. I don't see them on the weekends. It's funny. When I come home, both of them run up to me. And when they, like, meow, it sounds like, oh, I'm going to sound like a crazy cat lady, which I am. But then they meow like, where have you been, mother? Nobody has pet us all weekend. Meow, 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 meow.
No one cleaned us or nothing.
And then had pizza for lunch. Hung out with my son. I didn't do laundry. Cleaned a little bit. Cleaned the litter box, because no one there cleans the litter box. And then took another nap. I love to sleep. And then we went to the gym.
So it sounds like our days were very calming, productive, and relaxing. Full of yummy foods.
Well, not too relaxing. We took self-defense/MMA. I don't even know what the gym calls it, but...
MMA. Self-defense. I don't know. It's a weird name. Yeah, it's a combination. It's self-defense using MMA.
Yeah. It's my favorite class so far, since I don't take jiu-jitsu anymore. But I'm going to start taking it again.
High five. Well, Mondays, right?
Yeah, Mondays. You mean Mondays.
Well, you won't be able to... That's not your fault. The work schedule is changing, you said.
Yeah, because summer is ending, so then where I work, we're going to be closed on Mondays. We're not going to be in summer hours anymore.
Then you could train on Mondays at the gym in the morning or something.
Yeah, because they had that 6 a.m. jiu-jitsu class, but I don't know if I want to...
No, maybe there's a 9 or 10 or lunch.
Because it used to be I would go... Yeah, Mondays they had the 11 a.m. one, but I would always rush from my Piloxing class and, like, throw my gi on and then drive to the gym. But I would get there a little bit late.
Yeah, they're okay.
But I don't like to rush.
Just take your time. If you get 10 minutes late, 10 minutes late.
And then they have the Friday jiu-jitsu at 5 p.m., but now I'm working Friday nights.
Well, you know what that means. Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturday. And then, your gym girlfriend posted that thing about how we're getting women's self-defense, right?
And
level zero jiu-jitsu.
Wait, zero jiu-jitsu for everybody or just women?
It said women's self-defense / BJJ level zero.
Oh, well, exciting.
So just level zero just means super beginner, which I probably should have started. I just jumped into level one not knowing anything.
That's how everybody started.
Yeah.
Maybe level zero is technical, more technical.
Well, I knew, like, something since I had... Remember that private thing I had with Alberto?
Yes.
I counted that as and a half class. So when I started with Vitor... Oh, no, we're naming names. People already know where we are.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. When we started with a V, I already knew some stuff because I had my private session with A. Stupid.
And today we had a training session with K and J and the other K.
Oh, yeah. He had jeans on. And I was like, oh, look at that butt. Oh, no. Hi, other K. That was fun. I had fun of this MMA class.
What was different today?
Oh, because we learned some wrestling stuff.
Do you feel comfortable? Well, you did pretty sweet. Yeah, throw me down and punched me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, obviously not the punching part, but like when I took jiu-jitsu with, and then the first class with R, she showed me a bunch of stuff. So we did, like, she made it a point to remind me to keep my head like right in someone's hip.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did some spinny tossy thing. I forgot what they called it, but that was months ago. But then this was the wrestling move was called the ballerina spin.
I believe so. Yeah.
Spinning ballerina. It's funny. So I threw Max around, and he was a ballerina, and he's falling asleep right now. Yep, because I kicked his ass. Now he's a concussion. He almost got a concussion today.
Oh, yeah. Somebody almost sat on my head with their whole body.
No, because the class was so full, so the octagon was, like, crowded, which was really cool.
It was inspiring,
you
yes.
You have to watch, like, your space, though, because our friend P, this is so weird. We're just going to say people's names. This is ridiculous. P. Phyllis.
Oh.
Hey, Phyllis. Yeah, because Phyllis was teamed up with Coach Nick. We won't say last names. How about that? Okay. and then yeah, she was doing a ballerina spin on him, and then we were too close to them, and then Nick like tripped on you, and then Ken laughed.
He laughed after the situation.
Yeah, I know, but still, I saw his face. I was like, oh shit! And then when he saw you were okay, he started laughing.
But he said I was pretty smart by covering my head. Let's make the point of the story.
Okay.
Protection is key.
I was scared at the moment. I was like, no, this is not how you die. This is not how your story ends. We're supposed to go to Disneyland. You're supposed to take me to
Disneyland. We're going to Disneyland. Just the two of us.
Wow, why do you say it so seriously?
I'm watching you people. Well, I'm just kidding.
Because I've been to Disneyland during summer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
you
I've
have.
Been to Disneyland during like Christmas.
Oh, wow.
But I've never been, and I saw all the Christmas decorations, but I've never been during Halloween, and Halloween's my favorite holiday, so.
So we're going. I'm going to be the Dark Knight, and she's going to be Peter Pan, so.
What?
No, no, I'm just kidding. It was going to be me, Max.
We've got some cute Halloween Mickey ears. I don't know if we don't have to dress up or anything.
I want
to
be Mr. Robot.
I want to go see all the Star Wars stuff.
We're going to bring cameras and pictures and everything.
Yeah. So if you don't know, I'm pretty obsessed with Star Wars. So, yeah. My son got to go to see all the Star Wars stuff during the summer. And he brought me back the Sith Holocron. And he had the Jedi one. And when you put them together, they have a cool message. It's just like in the Rebel show. Anyway, enough of that nerd talk. Nerd.
No, that's for another topic. No, really, we're going to talk about nerd stuff one day. Nerd stuff that we both do.
Everyone's a nerd about something.
I'm a nerd about everything. I collect, and that's for another podcast.
Our
collections, our hobbies, our fetishes. Uh-huh.
What, nose picking? Butt picking?
Whoa. They don't need to know this.
Bite your toenails?
I can reach.
Yeah, because you're flexible.
Oh, boy. So our days were fantastic.
Yeah, and then we ate dinner. Oh, we didn't play Uno this time. That's our favorite game to play.
Uno, because I always know Uno.
Oh, you're already sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping.
It's
I'm
only like 14 minutes
in. I'm in. I'm all in.
What?
I'm in now.
Oh, yeah, and then after MMA, we went to the arm bar.
Yes.
And got the Oso Peachy Shake, but you got the Kimura.
Yes, it was like a peanut butter, chocolate, strawberries?
Kimura? Yeah, I thought it was like fruity.
Yeah, fruity, but I think there's peanut butter in there.
I thought peanut butter was the praying mantis.
Maybe I'm
mistaken. There's peanut butter in the Kimura.
Hopefully
as well.
Nobody's listening to this that knows this.
Sam, help us!
No. So yeah, we had our shakes, and what happened next?
Then they posted our picture on the UFC Instagram.
Yes, and then at the moment we were leaving the gym.
Oh yeah, because they have that big old TV screen that shows all the social. Whoa, you got a notification.
No, I didn't.
Lily?
Oh no.
Hey, girl.
Anyways,
want to be a guest?
The Tron thing, they have the TV screen Tron, The moment we were leaving, we looked at it just to look, and all of a sudden, 2 minutes after they posted, boom, we appeared. We were staring at ourselves, and I was like, whoa,
yeah, look. Yeah, that happened fast. Because if you use the hashtag UFC Jim Conquered, usually shows up, but your Instagram actually has to be public.
Public, yes.
Because I use that hashtag for stuff when I'm at the gym that I post, but it never shows up on the TV screens because my Instagram profile is private. It used to be public, but then it kept getting, like, hacked into.
Inflated.
And then also there were nosy people, so it's private now.
I think mine is, too.
Yours is private?
I don't remember. No, it's not. I should make it private. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Gotta delete those crazy ghost people. So our day was pretty gnarly. Started off sweet, finished off strong with some sweetness. How was dinner?
I don't know what he's talking about. But yes, dinner was good. So now, so Max's mother...
Yes.
Has been also, well, not cooking just for me, but also packing a little Tupperware. Or do you put it
in? You're right, yeah. Tupperware. My mom does it. She puts it in Tupperware. She portionized this for you.
So there was like a chicken patty thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was chicken.
Yeah.
And then potatoes.
Yeah.
Carrots, little chickpea things. And la pièce de résistance. ribs. They fall off the bone so beautifully and they're seasoned so well. And she told me what the recipe was. And I knew all the herbs and stuff that she used. But I did not guess what the secret ingredient was.
What is it?
But it's secret.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
But I'm sure a lot of good cooks already know what the secret ingredient is.
Love.
Oh, no. Because when I make adobo, like chicken adobo?
Yes, yes.
I'm Filipino, but yeah. Anyone can make chicken adobo. We don't be Filipino. But my mom's secret ingredient is you put sugar in the sauce.
Hmm.
Not like too much, just a little. So, yeah, the secret ingredient for Max's mom's thing is brown sugar. I don't know why I didn't guess that.
That's it. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, I know. But I just said that good cooks probably all use that too. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Because I could pinpoint all the other spices she used. And I've seen, like, Food Network and how you slow cook everything. But I don't know why I didn't think of brown sugar. Because I use sugar as a secret ingredient for other things. And you got another notification.
It's a training day. Training meeting tomorrow. Trainer's meeting at the gym.
Do you ever go to those? No, they're working.
Yes, I make the big bucks.
Yeah. Because for some people, that's their job,
right? That's their life. That's okay. Wow, look at us. We're balling.
Okay. So, the topic. Mm-hmm. We can transition to the topic now.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Topic of the day.
I don't know how we came to this one, but it's pets.
Pets.
Animals.
In life.
Probably because when I was raving and ranting about the capybaras, you can have one if you live in Texas or, where was the other state? I don't remember.
Arkansas? I don't know.
Arkansas. Refer back to the other one if you care to.
Please watch.
Watch.
Listen to all our podcasts because they will build a story about us. Welcome. Anyway, dun-dun-dun-dun, topic of the day is pets, cats, dogs, and everything else.
You could probably guess that Max is the more, what do you call it?
What do you call it?
Motivational life speaker person, and I'm like the dumb one.
No, let's reverse it. Not motivational. Repetitive of what I've heard. I'm good at repeating the good stuff. Anyway, and you are very good at showing life because you are expressive through movements and actions. But anyway, topic of the day.
But then I also like to turn everything into a joke because...
makes life more fun. Sometimes motivation is too serious, too focused. Add a little humor, makes it a little bit fun.
But when I get mad, I get super mad. So you can tell.
Oh, really we're bad. Not going to get mad today. You'll hear some gunshots, maybe.
Gunshots?
You might hear some butt splatters. No, I'm just exaggerating.
My gun license is expiring this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, thank goodness.
My life, another year to spare. Wait. Are you going to read new ones?
No, probably not.
God bless.
I don't need that.
Because you're becoming a weapon of mass destruction. A little kick, punch, take down, choke, snap a rib there, twist the shoulder blade inside out.
Just the best type of fighting is just not fighting at all.
It's a smile. I say have a nice day.
Okay, back to our topic. Pets.
Pets.
Cats. Pets, cats. 1, 2, 3, pets, cats. And well, dogs.
Let's
start from the very beginning.
All right.
Well,
go ahead.
Matt's never had pets.
I had a pet. It was a fish.
Oh, yeah. What was your fish's name? Was it a goldfish?
I don't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Fish. And so that was my pet.
Do you remember how long you had it for?
Nope. I don't remember anything.
Or how old you were?
Nope.
Oh.
Not very good at this stuff. That's why you will start it off with some awesome
experience. Well, did you have a favorite part of having a fish?
No.
You know, it's relaxing to watch fish swim around. Like, it's very therapeutic.
It was calming, yeah, but I don't remember why we had it.
Hmm. Well, just fish are cool. Like, not necessarily as a decoration, because that's weird, but just to have them around. Fish are cute. But the only thing about fish that I didn't like was you can't cuddle fish.
Yeah, you can. At the end.
At the end? After they're floating up in the tank,
like, oh, how
upside
you
down.
Doing? How you doing?
Oh,
let me
no,
saute.
That's so sad. Oh, my
I was
gosh.
Kidding.
Your pet? You would eat your pet?
No. Now people think I'm the crazy one.
Max is vegan. I can't believe he's making these jokes about eating animals.
I will never.
It's so funny though. Max is a vegan. He doesn't eat animals.
But
he's also really not. What? You don't hate animals. You're just like not used to them.
I'm not afraid, but I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
And me, I'm a meat eater, but I also love animals at the same time. So I'm a hypocrite. Hypocrite. Chickens are so cute, but also so delicious.
They are cute. So are pigs.
I don't really eat much pork. It's mostly chicken, turkey, and fish.
Turkeys are good. They walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They walk around the neighborhood sometimes. You see a bunch of turkeys flying.
Yeah, they're cool. I like turkeys.
Or geese.
Yeah, geese. Ducks are cute, too. They're not very tasty, but...
Well, I have no idea what that tastes like. So, how many pets you had?
How many pets you had, girl? Wow, is that your pickup line? Hey, girl.
You
look like you have pets.
Can I pet you?
So, our very first pet, probably my sister and I, we had fish growing up. Like, just goldfish, the usual. But when I was little, my grandma owned, we lived in San Diego with my grandma. She had a dog. I don't remember what kind of dog it was. I just remember it was white and fuzzy. Her name was Star. And I have this funny picture of me, like, I'm on a lawn chair. Are you just going to keep doing that when the thing goes away? Are you paranoid?
No. It's fun to keep me
lawn chair wearing, like, these big old sunglasses, and Star was by me. It's pretty cute. I have to find that picture. You guys can't see it, though, because this is a podcast and not a video.
Well, for now, visual. We'll get this live on the web.
And then... Let's see. Going through life. But then we didn't officially... Like, we had fish and stuff. We didn't officially have... Well, because since my dad was in the military and we moved around a lot. So from, like, ages probably 6 to 10, we didn't really have any pets because we didn't stay at a place permanently, like, long enough to have a pet. But then, when we moved back to where my dad grew up after he retired from the military, we got a family dog. She was a black lab. Let's see. We adopted her from the ASPCA. And how old was I? think I was 11. So that means my sister was 9. And her name was Cassie. It's so funny. We named her Cassie because... Well, my sister named her Cassie because... did you ever watch the Winnie the Pooh show on the Disney Channel?
No.
But I always sing this song. Gotta get up. Oh. Gotta get going. Yes. Gonna see a friend of mine. Well, anyways, Rabbit had a bluebird friend, but like this whole time we thought the bluebird's name was Cassie. So my sister named the black lab that we adopted Cassie. But then when we watched the show again, turns out that the bird's name was Kessie. But we still kept...
tricky.
I guess we just misunderstood Rabbit wrong or something. But, yeah, it was C-A-S-S-E-Y. And she was really funny. We had her... Let's see. We had her from... I was 11. That was... What? No, 12. That was 7th grade. Mm-hmm. And then she died when... Oh, she died when Barrett was born. So she was pretty old. She lived a long time. Let's see.
Like eight
2008 was when... I don't want to do math right now, but she lived a good life. Because Barrett met her when he was a baby. It's funny when he would go visit, she would lick his toesies and he'd laugh. Barrett doesn't remember this.
But the toes do.
I was only ever saying my son. Sorry, my son's name is Barrett. You're like, who is Barrett? And anyways, and then, oh yeah. So while we still had Cassie in high school, one of my friend's cats had a bunch of kittens. And then she just like nonchalantly asked me, do you want some kittens? And I wasn't actually serious. I was like, eh, sure. And then the next day, she brought a box of kittens. And then she gave me two of them. I was like, what? Like, we didn't have to pay anything. You know, sometimes people, even when you adopt, there's still, like, an adoption fee. But she just, her cat had a bunch of kittens, and she just gave me two of them. And then when my when my mom picked me up from school, I just had two kittens in my hands. And my mom was like, okay, I guess we're gonna have kittens now. It was funny. So it was, a white and gray kitten I let my sister have. She named her Sky. Then I had a brownish kitten, a tan / brown kitten, and her name was Coco. And they were sisters. They look completely different, but they came from the same litter. And let's see. They were around for a long time. Coco, let's see. Well, Sky was around. She got sick. So she died when, let me see. How old was I? I don't even remember.
That old?
Was that when I was married?
That old?
When I first got married? Because I got married young.
Oh, really? How old?
I got married when I was 20. That's a story for another time, though.
I was only...
Yeah, when I was 20, Max was 16. We didn't know each other then, but it's funny. I always like to do the math, like, Christine, you're disgusting.
God, when you were 18, I just started high school. Anyways, cats and dogs.
But, Cassie got along with those cats. Coco lived longer. She lived until, well after my sister and I left our parents' house.
How did you feel after with these cats?
They were cool.
Cool. Okay, cool. That's it.
It was funny. So I've always loved animals, but I know when I was younger, I wasn't like the crazy cat lady that I am today.
You're not a crazy cat lady. You're a life lady. Thank you.
So then, when I was with, I guess we're gonna have to talk about it sometime. So when I was with my ex-husband, we had a labradoodle, which is a combination of a Labrador and a poodle. We named him Teddy. He was so cute and fluffy. It was actually my ex-mother-in-law. She and my ex-husband went, which is his mom. they went to Brentwood because there was like a breeder. So she spent a lot of money on Teddy, which is weird because I know we always say like adopt, don't shop, but I guess he was a trusted breeder. But I think she spent a lot of money on him. But yeah, he was pretty cool. But the thing with him, like, he was super protective of me. So whenever I had friends over, especially if they were guy friends, he would act like he was gonna kill them. Like, he would bark at them and try and, like, lunge at them. I felt so bad. I was like, we probably should have trained him better. So I would just put him upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Teddy. And then, when I got pregnant, I couldn't... Yeah, this is really sad. I know. When I got pregnant, I couldn't really take care of Teddy. So then, my ex-mother-in-law, like, she knew this dentist guy, so they adopted him. So I don't know if he's living or not anymore. So I guess he lived his golden years with a dentist and his wife. Sounds pretty cool.
Happy, happy. All we can do is hope, give him the happy life.
And then also, during this time when... Was it during this time we had Teddy? Or it might have been after. And then... We had this cat named Fairfield. Was it? I don't remember if it was during when Teddy... Maybe it was before Teddy. Ah, I don't remember now. We had so many animals. Then we had this cat named Fairfield. And then she had a bunch of kittens. And then so... My ex-mother-in-law, like, fostered them until they were ready to be adopted. And my sister adopted one of Fairfield's kittens, and she named her Lulu.
I see that.
So Lulu is the one that still lives with my parents.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when my sister moved out, because she has her own little family now, so and she couldn't take Lulu. So now Lulu is with my parents, being awesome. She's getting pretty old, but she's still kicking. She has her bonnet and her glasses, and she knits sweaters.
Oh, man, I'm waiting for my sweater.
And then, let's see, when Barrett was... Oh, in preschool, yes. Was it preschool? We went to ARF, which is in Walnut Creek. It's an animal shelter. Tony La Russa's foundation.
Rescue Foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rescue Foundation, ARF.
Adopt, don't shop, rescue.
Support.
Then, because Barrett wanted a doggy, and so did I. So then we went to ARF, and then we looked at all these dogs. Barrett was set on getting a Chihuahua, because he liked tiny dogs. So we looked at a Chihuahua, and oh no, he was too rowdy. And then we went to this other room, and then we saw Lena. Aww. She was in her own little room, like, whining, and she looked so sad. She was, like, a mix of... It's like pit bull, terrier, and something else. But they kept her by herself. I don't know why. Is it because she was a pit bull terrier? I don't know. I thought you're supposed to be asking me questions about this. Am I just going to be talking?
Yes.
I'm making everyone fall asleep. I'm like, and then I had this pet.
I have questions. Keep talking.
You can't see any pictures of them because this is a podcast. But then I had this cat.
Listen.
So fluffy.
Linda.
Linda, listen.
You speak, I ask questions after. It's like a event. Questions at the end. I'm cueing the questions in my cabeza. I'm sorry.
Every time you say cueing, it reminds me when you're like, when you have to poop. It's cueing!
You're cute. You're cute today. What are you drinking over there in that clear liquid bottle? Wait, clear liquid.
Some angry, angry Orchard hard cider.
So your dogs and cats. Bad. You got the. You went to the arm.
I went to the arm bar.
Arm center, and you saw this pit bull terrier. And then, what happened to your heart?
Oh, whoops! Oh no, my shirt. Oh no! I hope this doesn't mean that Nate's gonna lose. So what I usually do, I buy my tank tops long so then I can knot them in the front. I don't know why I do that.
To be all cutie.
It happened again. The knot came undone. I'm wearing a Nate Diaz shirt.
Yeah, Nate Diaz.
He's fighting Anthony Pettis on Saturday. Who you got?
Pettis! Go Pettis!
Oh, you're Team Pettis?
I'm Team Referee.
Boo! Alright, when you go to Stockton, they're gonna beat your ass because you're Team Pettis. You're on our side or no one's side. Hashtag 209.
What are you drinking over
Team
there?
Team Diaz.
What
just,
you got
just in that? Some hard cider, nothing else.
Uh-huh. I see some bubbles happening. Anyways, Arv, Center, Terrier.
Good thing you guys can't see this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and okay. What? Back to the topic. And then when they... Was there an alarm? Anyways. And then, so they do this thing where they want you to walk the dog just to get used to being around them. And Lena played so well with Barrett. And then we're like, we can't leave her here. So she was adopted that same day. And I remember she sat in the back seat with Barrett, and he was in his car seat thing. And she was so excited. And, well, we didn't have a seatbelt for Lena, which is probably kind of bad because they actually make seatbelts. Can you hear me from over here? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have to get super close, do I? Okay.
I'll move it there.
Oh. So they make seatbelts and stuff for dogs. We didn't have one, but she was super excited and kind of whiny too. She didn't like riding in the car, but she kept stepping on Barrett, and I just remember little 4-year-old Barrett was like, "Ow, my penis! She's stepping on my penis!" Poor Lena. I mean, poor Barrett. I was like cracking up. My penis. In that household, we don't give genitals nicknames. It's penis and vagina. So anyways, yes. Have age-appropriate sex talks. But that's another... I said age-appropriate.
I know, I'm saying the thing.
Oh, well, the face you gave me.
I have no face.
Oh, you don't have a face?
So, they came home, and then, how's the home experience?
Oh, yeah, she didn't... Well, at the shelter, they said they couldn't really get her to eat. So I didn't want to force her to eat anything, because they gave us the food that she was eating at the shelter, or not eating at the shelter.
Yes, not eating.
And water. But all she did, she cuddled up on the couch with all of us, and then I fell asleep on the couch that night with her. And in the morning, I tried to feed her, and she ate. So,
yeah. She got comfortable.
It's pretty cool. She, let's see, when I was training for a marathon, she would run with me, because I lived in a place with a lot of hills, so that was fun.
You do live.
She's a good, I'm homeless, remember? I'm freaking homeless.
That's our next topic of the day. Being homeless, but not homeless. Anyways, she ran with you. She hung out with... How was she with Barrett?
Oh, yeah. They were best buddies.
Oh!
They would, like, roll around together. You know, puppy-human jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yes!
And I nicknamed her Dragon. Because she was, like, no one go into dragon mode. Oh, her middle name was Dracarys. If you guys watched Game of Thrones... When Daenerys would be like Dracarys, it's Dragonfire. So that's her middle name. So her full name was Selenas Dracarys Voice. Whenever we said Lena Dragon Mode, she would like do this funny thing where she would rub herself all over the carpet on her back and like make growly noises. It was pretty funny. That was Dragon Mode.
So she's very understanding, very calm.
Yeah, I took her to obedience classes at ARF because they suggest or they recommend after you adopt from them, they give you information about the obedience classes that they have. But pretty much the first couple weeks, all she wanted to do was play with the other dogs. So they would put up this barrier when we were working on tricks. It looked so sad. It was me and Lena, we were the only ones that had the barrier up while we were working on tricks because she'd get distracted. She was a really friendly dog, and she wanted to play with everyone. But since she was, like, a pit bull terrier, I don't know. I guess people thought.
Yep.
Or even when I was, like, walking her, people would be like, you better get that dog away from me. Which I don't understand, because she wasn't fully a pit bull. But I guess you could sort of tell she
had the features.
But then again,
features, yeah.
Actual, like, full, what is it called?
Behavior? No.
Like, 100%
pit breed. Bulls. No.
Are, like, my favorite. They're super cute, and they're actually super gentle.
Nice. It's the humans that made them that way, anyways.
Like, every single pit bull I have ever met, like, my friends have had pit bulls.
Nice.
Are super sweet, like, sweet to the babies. Because they used to be nanny dogs, like, in Britain. They were the nanny dogs that would take care, not necessarily take care of, but they, of the children in the nursery. And, you know the ones... Not every dog is like this, but it always seems like the small, like, yippy dogs are the ones that always attack everyone. Because my aunt had a dog named Taco. He was a Chihuahua. Man, he was mean. I don't even know if he's still alive.
Yeah, they have a lot of energy.
He was so mean. He would, like, bite all the kids. And the one time I tried to pet him and he almost bit my finger off. I was like, dang. I mean, I still loved him, but he was pretty mean.
Showing their dominance with each bite.
And this one time, I've told this story already. I think maybe to you. This one time, I was trying to take a picture of him on my phone when we were in the car, and then he growled at me, and then my aunt was like, oh, why are you growling, Taco? Is it because you know you're ugly?
Oh, talking the truth.
Auntie talking shit. He was a really cute dog, but mean, but that's okay. Anyways, and then after, and then we had Victoria. Yeah, Lena and Victoria were around at the same time. Victoria was also adopted from ARF, but from one of the little, like, mobile trucks they have that go around.
Oh, like the little shopping centers?
Yeah, remember when they used to always... They go to the veranda now, but remember they used to go to behind REI and the gym?
Yes.
They used to have it there. So that's where my ex-husband... Because he wanted a cat. He was more of a cat person, and I was more of a dog person.
Woof, woof.
And then he adopted Victoria. He was also going to adopt her sister, but I was like, no, we only have one. At the time.
But?
But then later on, I'd be super crazy cat lady.
Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Da-da-da-dan.
No, we didn't have that one yet. That one. Because, so it was Victoria. Oh. Victoria and Lena. Did they? Well, okay. So,
yeah, they did.
Lena always wanted to play with Victoria. Oh, Victoria is a minx, so she doesn't have a tail. It's really cute. And supposedly, minx are hypoallergenic, because I guess Barrett was allergic to cats at some point. But he's used to them now, so he's not as... As long as he takes all his medicine, he's fine. But yeah, she doesn't have a tail, so she has, like, this little stumpy thing. It's really cute.
On her butt?
And her, yeah. And her, did you know that? Did I ever tell you?
I don't know.
Victoria
probably
doesn't have a tail?
You've
seen pictures, but.
I have a memory issue.
That's where I never told you. But, oh my gosh, I could talk forever about
this. We got 3 hours to go.
People are probably like, this is so boring.
No, pets are very amazing to have, and they help in many ways.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, how did you feel with all your pets? Throughout your life? I mean, you're young with your parents. And then your high school friend, and then in your ex-marriage, you had all these pets. Did they change your life, or were they just, pets?
Actually, it sounds bad, but I actually love them more than some of my family members.
Because? What did they make? No, that's right. Pets, because they don't complain.
Yeah, they don't judge.
Like that meme or that picture, there was a gentleman sitting with his dog at that water dock region area near the water, and they had a bubble of the man's thought process. So many things. The dog, nothing.
Yeah.
Just one thought or two. That's it. Anyways, you love them more than humans. Wonderful. Good to know.
So Lena, so when we adopted Lena, they said that she was raised around cats. So sometimes we thought she was a cat because she'd act like a cat. So whenever Victoria was around, like, she'd always want to play with Victoria, but Victoria was just like, meh. So I always joke around that Victoria has, like, a resting bitch face. Like, she's super nice, But sometimes when you look at her, she's just like, ugh.
She
has the can I speak to a manager haircut.
Those people gotta go. They're fired.
And her name is Victoria. She got a white name.
How's her hair do?
she has the short pixie. Can I speak to a manager? I would like to speak to a manager. And then you say, but I am the manager. And then all hell breaks loose. But anyways,
I want to speak to the real manager.
But shortly after we got Victoria, let's see. Yeah, it was Christmas. Yeah, and then the next month, obviously January comes after Christmas. And then we didn't know that Lena got really sick. So she died suddenly of it was called a hemoabdomen. So we didn't know that she had little, like, tumors in her like, chest cavity or something. They say it's really common. Like, we had no way of knowing unless we knew to get, like, an x-ray of her. So sometimes, like, it's common in that kind of breed. They'll just appear or whatever. And then if one ruptures, then she'll, like, internally bleed. Because this one day, I came back from teaching a class from the gym. And then I was hand-feeding Victoria, because she was still pretty young. So I was hand-feeding her wet food. And then my ex-husband was like, Victoria, Lena is acting really weird. And she was just like in the corner. I thought she was jealous because she had been a little jealous because I was babying Victoria because she was still a kitten and I was taking care of her. And I was like, oh, let's just go for a walk, Lena. Like, I just thought she wanted attention. So I tried to take her out for a walk, but she couldn't really walk. Like, she fell over when we were outside. So kind of like scooted her back in. And then her breathing got like really, what's it called? Labored. So then I knew something was wrong. Then I was like, we should take her to the emergency room. But then, this is so weird.
No.
Ex-husband
wanted
to wait. He wanted to wait because it was really late. And I was like, but we need to take her somewhere. And I was like, we'll just wait till the morning. So he went to bed. I stayed up with her all night. And like, she got worse. I put her on the couch with me. And I put a bunch of blankets around her. But then she peed all over the couch. And then she would try and stand up, and then her feet would, like, her legs would just stiffen up and give out, and then she'd fall over. And then I woke, his name's Ryan. So I woke up Brian, and then he finally, like, took her to the emergency room, but she died on the way there. So she died suddenly of a hemoabdomen is what they said. Oh, man. I'm like, still super sad over it. And I also blame him for not taking her earlier. But that's a story for another day.
we write this down. Too many stories for another day.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Some people need to hear other people's views to grow. That's another topic too.
Like, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him. But for a really long time, I like blamed him for Lena's death.
Well, it's people's, what do you call it? True colors when something horrible, scary, unpredictable happens. If they care, they respond. If they say, you can't say, If you're sick, you don't want no one to say, you'll be okay tomorrow. Go to sleep. No, I'm not. I'm throwing up. I want to do, you know, selfish a little bit. Anyways.
Well, because either way, it's kind of bad. Like, if your pet is sick and you know, like, you have time to prepare yourself that your pet is sick, like, I don't know if it has cancer or something going on. We tried all these surgeries and treatments and nothing is working, so we're going to give them one more day, like the best day of their life. But for me, it was so sudden, and I was like mad for a really long time.
Sad. You should be mad and sad. Your pet or your child, an animal version of a child,
yeah,
or a dog version, cat, doesn't matter what the creature is sick. No matter, there's always time. There's something that's open. Right? Was there something 24-hour pet? The Sage Place, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that's where he went.
There's always some city that's open. If you love your pet, you would. Same for you. If you're sick and you want someone to take care of you, you wouldn't be like waiting for next week. You want help, you'd be saying, hey, take me to the doctor, I don't feel good.
Yeah, well, I should have just put her in my car and went.
Well, the human mind is wild.
Oh no, is there like no more?
What's no, that the, it says 86, we have 10 minutes left.
Oh really?
It's a 60 minute podcast.
Oh, you said that we didn't have a time
limit. I didn't know.
Oh
didn't,
shit. Okay, went. I have to talk about Komi-san. Okay, so Victoria, I have a very special relationship with Victoria. Because, you know, cats can tell that, stop giggling, I'm trying to fit everything in 9 minutes. Oh my god.
Sorry.
So you know how pets can tell when you're sick. Well, so I think I was like freaking depressed for like 6 months after Lena died, but every night before bed, Victoria would climb up on my chest and purr and fall asleep, and she was just like stuck to me for a long time. But then when I finally felt better a little bit, because I'm still sad about Lena, but when I felt better, like I noticed that Victoria kind of weaned herself off of our nighttime routine, which is fine. And then, oh shit, I have so much to say about Komi-san.
So then we'll just make another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll just say near the end of this one, thank you for your patience. We'll add a new one.
Oh, we can talk about
part two.
Yeah, but have you had that before?
Like, what?
Well, I know you didn't grow up with pets, never. But people are always saying that an animal can sense.
Yes, it does.
How they're like.
Emotions of a human being.
Yeah. Like dogs, too.
Yes.
But yeah, Victoria was. She wasn't even one yet, because she didn't turn one until we had Komi-san. But yeah, she would always sleep on my chest every night. And even sometimes when I took my little depression naps, she would curl up and drool all over me. Sometimes when you pet cats, like around their mouth, and they do that like biscuit thing, they're making biscuits on your chest.
Huh.
That's what they call it when.
Cats do that.
I don't know why it's called making biscuits, but they do that thing with their paws, and then they start drooling, and then we just fall asleep.
I want to sleep. Just kidding.
I love sleeping.
That's our next podcast. Is it Komi-san's turn?
I don't know. I only have.
No, you don't. What we could do is say to be continued and make a new one.
They're listening to our weird conversation.
This is called Freestyle Punk. We have no script. Welcome.
Oh, we had those segments all prepared.
We did. This is
I didn't realize I was going to bore everyone. You're not boring no one.
This is exciting because people that do have pets have a story and they like to hear other people's. It's a good way to listen to people's views of having an animal.
And I wanted to talk about cat yoga and cat calm. We will. I guess that's the second. Oh my gosh. I'm hiccuping. So, my body's freaking out because I thought I had more time.
You do have a lot of time. Another hour.
I'm a robot. I'm shutting down.
That's the thing. And if you don't have pets, you get to hear how pets are interesting to have. Because they make you more responsible and more, what do you want to call it?
We should probably just wrap it up happy. Here. But I was going to ask you,
yes.
How come you guys didn't grow up with pets? Like your parents, I don't know. Your parents just weren't animal people.
No.
They didn't have pets. But your aunt had dogs. Dogs. So why did it change for your aunt and not her brother, right? Because her brother is your dad.
I honestly have no answer. Never asked these deep, detailed questions.
Because usually when it's like when you grow up with animals, most likely you're going to have animals too.
My mom had dogs when she was young.
Oh, so she likes dogs.
Yeah, I guess.
So your dad just never.
Never.
So since your dad didn't want any animals, your mom was like, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know the way. I'm forcing you to get a tarantula. No, we're gonna get a kitten.
Hell.
No, I want a kitten.
I want a stuffed animal.
We already have like 5 stuffed animals.
Whoa.
We can start with a kitten.
All right.
We don't have to start right away with a puppy all up in your face. It's probably going to like you the most, though.
Yeah. Ready? To be continued?
Well, to be continued, we'll give you guys a break to, throw that ass in a circle.
Digest this.
Yeah, and also hug them kitties. No, what? Oh, I already, what? My slogan, I messed it up. Hug your kitties, lick them titties.
And God bless.
What?
Just kidding.
He's not even religious. You're Jewish.
I'm just Max. Ladies and gentlemen, to be continued.
Bye.
3, 2, 1.